There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Boys Club, without Jen Jen. I am the vocal, is it, would it be audio? I would be word gladiator. How about that word gladiator?
Word gladiator.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Here we go into what you need to know today. Japanese officials say that they are still trying to save those two hostages that have been held by ISIS.
But we don't want to try $200 million worth.
No, well, but understanding what really happened. See, Richie, sometimes you get the story wrong. Earlier this week.
That's right.
We had a problem understanding what was going on. Because
help me understand.
A lot of people thought that the 200 mil the Japanese had pledged to fight ISIS. In fact, that's not what they were doing at all. 200 mil was to help the people who had been set aside by humanitarian aid. Right. The Japanese are notably pretty middle of the road when it comes to international conflicts. They stay out of them.
As they should.
For pretty good reasons under the circumstances.
Well, they were, I mean, I don't know whether they still are, but they were not allowed to have any kind of a military for years and years. I don't know whether that's still the case, though.
I think they have some military, yes, as long as they buy the stuff from us. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking today at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, is going to address the violent extremism of Islam. And what do you think he would say?
This is very bad. Do something about it.
Yeah, okay, John, thanks.
Buy more ketchup.
Right. One of the... Did you get the connection?
And now here's James Taylor.
Yeah, right. 888-302-3684. Ketchup Heinz. Wife is Heinz. Got it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Yemen.
Yaman.
Oh, Richie, come on.
Yaman.
I almost got there as fast as you did. Yemen is one of the Arab world's most impoverished states, pretty insecure. Leaderless. There was a government collapse last night there. The leader who was ousted in the Arab Spring protests coming back. Some experts warn the country might be headed toward partition or even a civil war, something that they haven't seen much of in the Middle East for centuries.
Well, right. And then you have the king of Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah, passing away yesterday.
See you later, alligator.
Which is the, you know, Saudi Arabia is most of that peninsula, and then you have Yemen, which is the home of the, what is the...
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Right. So Saudi Arabia now has passed control of their country over to the half-brother of King Abdullah, who apparently is suffering from dementia.
Right, good. That's being true. The future there.
So you got Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula. They're hanging out in Yemen with no leader. And Yemen has been very cooperative with the United States and obviously Saudi Arabia. Always has. So,
and they're oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of this just underneath Iraq.
Yemen.
And yesterday the Prime Minister of Iraq, it's like, we don't need America.
Yemen.
We're killing all these terrorists on our own.
Let's get out of there right now. Out. Okay, what kind of a country do we live in where the number one or two issue of the day is how much air is in your football? What kind of a place? How do you think outsiders describe America? Where we're concerned about whether there's 11.5 pounds per square inch of pressure on the football or 12.5 pounds per square inch. Tom Brady says he knows nothing.
I know nothing.
Nothing.
Bill Belichick says.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Nothing.
No, nothing. So they're going to rule today on a fine, probably, right? So does that mean they're going to fine everybody?
They're going to rule today on a fine.
How about everybody gets fined? Supposedly all the teams do this. So there was a football player we were talking about before 20 years ago says he paid the football boy to take the air out of the footballs.
Mark Brunell?
Is that it, Kenny?
Somebody from Tampa Bay. I can't remember his name.
Most of the players there.
Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He was a former Redskins player.
Yeah.
You know what? I read an article yesterday that was posted, and they made some really good points, one of which being...
This is a whole stupid controversy, probably the best point.
The refs handle these balls every single play.
Right. I mean, how come they didn't notice it?
Right.
That's a good question.
And apparently...
Yeah.
This was noticed in the first half, and the balls were changed in the second half.
Really? Was it cold that day?
Yeah, well, that's another point, is that it's 70 degrees inside the stadium where the balls are inflated.
Yeah.
And it was 28 on the field for the balls. Deflated.
Right. The pressure per square inch, as I pointed out yesterday, the same as
that,
tires
in
your car goes down in the cold weather.
Is that New England had 30-some running plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's about half of the plays that they had.
Isn't that Brady's specialty?
No, running plays, where he just hands it off to the running back. It has nothing to do with him throwing the ball, with anybody catching the ball, anything.
Right.
So, I don't know. You know, Jen would be pounding on me right now that they're cheaters and I'm looking aside because they cheat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like unusual that the weather would only deflate the Patriots balls.
Correct. Correct. But and that's one of the arguments. I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, the fact that they found this, the balls were inflated properly for the second half of the game. Half of the plays were running plays.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts admit they could have played with soap.
How much time are we spending on this, though? Look at this. We spent 3 or 4 minutes on this.
Well, here's the other point that this article made.
All right, here we go.
Could the NFL have just kind of lobbed this out there as the big story to talk about the 2 weeks in between the championship games and the Super Bowl?
Focus on the game, yep. Big deal.
Now, I'm sure that the Patriots wouldn't want this kind of heat thrown on them, but...
Mm-hmm. President Obama hosts mayors at the White House today. They will spend the day meeting cabinet members and senior White House officials because they want to discuss relations between the feds and our biggest cities. How much more money, that translates into how much more dough can we convince the feds to take from our citizenry and squirrel it away for a while, and then manage to get it back to our cities.
And what do you want us to do with all these illegal citizens that we arrest on a regular basis?
Right. Meanwhile, Mrs. Obama's packing because he and she are going to India tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice trip.
They have a good time.
All right, let's see here. What else is going on? Liberians are going to get Ebola vaccine. A plane carrying about 300 vials of a new vaccine, first batch, will be sent to Liberia. It'll be there tonight, used in the first large-scale vaccine trials. After all, if anything bad happens, who cares? They're only Liberians, right? Why isn't it being tested over here?
Why isn't it being tested? Because we don't have Ebola outbreaks over here.
Is that it, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Duh. Okay. Well, we have people.
Tested on me. It works fine. I don't have Ebola.
Isn't it interesting?
Yes, it is, Rich.
That 30 days ago, the whole world was going to die from Ebola.
Right. And who can find it in the store?
And now the biggest problem we have is that some footballs are missing some air.
That's what I think I said about 5, 6, 7 minutes ago. Meanwhile, National Weather Service says rain, snow, sleet, horrible. Look out. We're going to use this new snowplow tomorrow, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Is it one of those angled ones? Or
yes, no, it's an angled one. Yep.
Where it's like in the middle?
No, it's not split in the middle. You can move it on either left or right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to teach Meredith how to use the snowplow.
That should be great. Take video, please. Bound to go viral.
All right. National Association of Realtors expected to report today that existing home sales are rising. That is, the price is going up because there is more demand than there is supply. Because we have a population that's growing. You knew that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure that you got everything all straightened out. All right. So let's get our heart straightened out. You ready? Heart.
Help
and
me.
Soul.
Help a brother out.
I fell in love with you. Heart and
out.
Soul. Heart Factors Plus. I want to hook you up with that, Richie. I think I already did, though,
cool.
Actually.
That's fine.
Hooked up Kenny with it. It is the way to take your normal blood pressure and keep it that way. If you have high blood pressure, it helps to bring it down. Because what it does is boost nitric oxide levels in your body, which lead to cardiovascular health because wider arteries and veins get the blood around. It only makes a lot of sense. Arteries are more elastic, more flexible. So that maintains healthy blood pressure levels and boosts your performance. So get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. Heart Factors Plus will work for you or your money back. So, best thing to do is call 800-577-8560. If you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on your heart. 800-577-8560. And mention Doug Steffen when you order Heart Factors Plus today. You'll get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus, plus an extra month's supply. Pay for three, get four. Good deal. Order Heart Factors Plus right now, 800-577-8560. Absolutely risk-free. And don't forget about the free bottle. This is a great deal. It's a great product. I'm proud to talk about it here. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wonder time.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. All right, who it is that's doing this tune? Call us.
Fellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind.
I don't know how much I dug this song again.
Please step out onto the line.
How bizarre.
Better pitch words of comfort, singer just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades of Stella Chevy 69. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
It's a cool song.
Hey, you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you remember who it is that was responsible for this, only hit that this group ever had, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. And the way we're going to reward you for your work is to qualify you for our drawing on February the 6th, getting closer. Week after next, we're sending two adults and two children to any of the three beaches resorts located in Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Beaches at Turks and Caicos, Beaches Negril Resort and Spa, or Beaches Ocho Rios Resort and Golf Club. You can go, your choice. You'll get yourself there and we'll take care of the rest. That's the prize, and you get qualified for it when you tell us who this is. Greg and Evergy.
We'll jump and jive and the clowns are stuck around. And cameras just choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters out where, far and wide. Selling out, we're out of here. Seeing us fist right on. Making moves and starting grooves before the new world dawn. Jumped into the
888-302-3684. This is a New Zealand group. Number one during this week in 1997. So if you know the name of the group, one hit only. 888-302-DUG. The group was originally formed in 1993 by Phil Femmina. How do you pronounce that? Femmina. That's close enough. He and his brother, Paulie. Phil's musical talents were highly regarded in New Zealand. He was known as the godfather of South Auckland. How Bizarre topped the charts in the U.S. and five other countries. Was on for 32 weeks.
Wow.
God, that's pretty heavy, huh?
That was a big hit.
It was. How Bizarre was featured in the Disney movie Parent Trap. Paulie was the lead singer and frontman. Excuse me. I have a little nose thing here, Richie, today. Anyway.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's one of those things. So the band's first album was called How Bizarre, sold over a million copies here in our country. Not long after their first hit, there was a major disagreement on dividing up the royalties, and so that was the end of the band. Phil, the lead singer, died of a heart attack in 2005, and Paulie died in 2010 chronic degenerative disease. So neither of them exists any longer. How do we pay tribute to them? We have the second stumper. We've had two stumpers in this contest since we started it last year, and they've both been this week. And this song, come on, you all recognize this. So,
you know, it's
how did we get a winner the other day? I said, go Google it or hold up Shazam or something so we can qualify you for the draft.
Yeah, if you just Google, and you got a minute left, How Bizarre Song Wiki.
Yeah, that's it.
It will give you everything you need right there.
That's very nice.
Wiki it.
Wiki it. Or hold wiki, Shazam. Wiki. If you hold Shazam up, start the song again. I'll be quiet.
Here it is.
Hold. That's all you need. Shazam has already identified the song from that.
Or you can just go, Siri, what song is this?
Uh-huh. Siri will tell you, it's none of your business.
Brother Bellis.
All right, let's see.
Sweet singers in the front. Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun.
John. Where's John? Say this, John. What's the name of this group?
It's OMC.
OMC, also known as Otata Millionaires Club.
Did you wiki that, John?
No, I did not.
You got
wow,
it? Wow. All right, good for you. All right. You get qualified for the drawing to the Turks and Caicos of Jamaica, John. Good for you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people never have given their dog's mental health much thought. Dogs are intelligent, they're perceptive, and emotional creatures. You'll also find I'm on a perpetual bandwagon exhorting the need for guardians to pay more attention to keep their dog's mind active. Inactive minds can contribute to the development of many undesirable negative behavior habits and can create unhealthy mental attitudes that can take their toll on your dog's physical well-being. I firmly believe that the body works as a unit. In other words, both physical and mental health play equal supporting roles to make up the whole. There are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pets. I'm also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. So the next time you look at your dog, don't just look at the body. Try to get inside his head. It can tell you all a lot about how your dog is feeling. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Let's get at it. 33 after the hour. Interesting things are going on in the world as usual today. Friday the 23rd, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen are on the air with Sea Sparkle. I have a couple of opportunities for you to qualify for our drawing. Just for fun, I have a little fun Friday material here. The four-day, three-night luxury stay for two at the Beaches Resorts, either in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. So if you can answer one or more of these questions, I'm about to lay on you. 888-302-3684 will qualify you. Okay, first question is, what is Sea Sparkle? Kenny, you know what Sea Sparkle is?
Don't tell me. I do not.
Rich, you know what Sea Sparkle is?
It's that new outfit that Jennifer got that she was all excited about wearing to the beach.
I think. I don't know if that's right or not, but you can help yourself to it. Sea Sparkle, what is that? Okay, next question. Who are Glozell Green, Bethany Mota, and Hank Green? Hank and Glozell are not related. Glozell Green, Bethany Mota, and Hank Green.
Aunt Bethany, that's Clark Griswold's aunt from Christmas Vacation. She's the one that makes the Jell-O mold with the kitty litter in it. No?
No. Who is Glozell Green? Let's see how hip the audience is. And even using that term is not hip.
Glozell, that's a cool name.
Glozell Green, Bethany Mota, and Hank Green.
That would be one of those. Let's look it up.
Wow. Okay.
Look at those pictures.
Okay, you get it. 888. So if you want to qualify for the drawing to the Beaches Resorts, 888-302-3684, tell us who Glozell Green, Bethany Mota, Hank Green, what do they have in common is probably a better way of asking the question. They're both involved in something very newsy this week, and they are involved in something very trendy all the time. All right, what would that be, and how are they mentioned in the same sentence? 888-302-3684, and I also want to know what Sea Sparkle is. Vaccination question, we were talking earlier about Ebola vaccinations or vaccines, and whether, as Richie suggested, this is all a little bit too late. and how the Ebola, this is so representative of how we have attention spans like gnats.
We were going to all die last month.
We would be dead now if it weren't for the news media telling us we were all going to die. But we fixed that. We spent, as Americans, $700 million to build treatment facilities, most of which have never been used and will probably never be used, at least for the purposes intended. But you and I, great people that we are, spent $700 million of our tax money to help these people out in a circumstance where they pretty much are they're set on, I don't want to say an even keel, but they're sort of set, if you will. But there's a new vaccine on its way over there to be tested in Liberia. That's cool. Meanwhile, if you want to have a trip to Disney, you might want to get vaccinations before you go, because the spread of the measles, which started at Disney California, has led this week to warnings against visiting Disney either in California or in Florida.
No.
Yes, because the people who work, sometimes they move back and forth between the two. So,
I just saw California warning. I didn't see Florida.
So you got to be on top of things here.
Apparently.
Pay attention to your Uncle Dougie. All right. Anyway, that's the story with that.
That has spread to Mexico.
Yeah, right. It's all over the place.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I've taken the kids to Disney five times.
Yeah.
And we love it. It's great. We'll absolutely go back.
You're un-American if you don't go to Disney.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
But think about, I mean, what an international crowd you get walking through that place.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do.
I mean, what?
You go to the airport in Los Angeles and like a bunch of people come in. Yeah.
I mean, maybe Times Square is the same, where you get like a condensed amount of people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But where else would you see a more international crowd all in one place in this country?
You wouldn't. That's the point. Thank you for making it, Richie. All right, here's John. John, where are you?
Palm Springs, California.
Palm Springs, KPSI. How long have you been listening to this program?
Oh, years.
Years. And years. And I've been there 24 years, I believe, on that station, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so who are Glozell Green, Bethany Mota, and Hank Green? And did you know this, or did you look it up?
No, I knew it. I saw it. They've been in the news a lot. They're three talk show, online talk show hosts. They got to talk to President Obama.
They did, in fact. They did interviews. They are on YouTube. And most people who listen to this program have never heard of them. I'm going to suggest to you that with 14 million subscribers among the three of them, we ought to probably be paying a little more attention to them, because they got more subscribers listening to them than I got listening to me.
Well,
14 million people. So this is something that's important. So what did you think when you first saw the fact that after the State of the Union, the first thing Obama did was go into a room and get interviewed by these three? How did that, what did you think of that?
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Because?
Well, people all over the world are watching, you know, what our president does, the, you know, the leader of the free world,
mm-hmm.
and he's being interviewed by people that like to sit in a bathtub full of, you know, Fruit Loops and milk. That's embarrassing.
That's got a point.
Right. If you go to YouTube, you'll see what he's talking about. Right? That's all you got. Richie, you must have found it by now.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah, Kenny, did you find them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you think?
I think anybody on YouTube is suspect, but...
Well, I'm on YouTube. Am I suspect?
Yes.
But anybody who... Well...
Thank you.
But anybody who does that for a living...
Ah, okay.
And but the thing is, they reach millions and millions of people.
They have these 14 million. These three YouTube stars have 14 million subscribers. That's a God, would I love to have those 14 million.
You know,
what do I have to, whatever, Richie, what do I have to do to get to 14 million?
Sit in a bathtub full of Fruit Loops and interview the president.
Right, there you go. Okay. All right.
But if you sit in a bathtub, just by nature, it's full of food.
But the other side of it is, as John suggested, it's pretty demeaning when it boils down to this. It's great to have 14 million subscribers, but it just seems contrary to what we think is right.
The stature of the president of the United States.
Yeah. Right. It's been watered down before, milked down in this case.
He wouldn't really go. Now he's, you know,
can you imagine,
Tonight Show.
Can you imagine George Bush talking to some guy that
I mean, hey, let's go even further back than that. I mean, do you remember Kennedy or Reagan or Carter or Ford or any of those guys ever going on with Johnny Carson or going on with Jimmy Fallon? Could you imagine?
Bill Clinton was the first to do it when he played,
the saxophone on Arsenio.
No, Richard Nixon was on Laugh-In.
Was he on Laugh-In?
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. All right. So, John, do you want to get a double whammy here? Do you know what Sea Sparkle is?
You know what? No, you stumped me on that one.
All right. This is a new problem. It's algae that's causing fluorescent blue patches of water. And the first place it has become a problem is off the shore of Hong Kong, in Hong Kong Harbor.
Oh, how nice looking.
Yeah, but it's dangerous. It's really bad.
Oh, we don't care about that.
We don't. We just want something that's pretty. Okay, that's nice. John, you did a good job. So,
all right, thanks.
As a result, we're going to put you on the qualifying list for the Beaches Resort Winter Giveaway, which we will have on the air here February the 6th. You'll be able to pick from three different choices as to where you go once we pull your name out of the hat. All right?
Turks and Caicos, trust me.
All right. Good man, John. Hold on just a second. I appreciate your calling and listening to Good Day. Imagine that. On KBS. Richie, I've got my, whatchamacallit.
Let me take care of that for you.
Okay. Yeah, good. Nice job. Thank you. All right. TurboTax in the news today.
Oh, yeah?
How many people are working on their taxes already?
Still waiting for my my 1099s.
Do we have TurboTax as a sponsor W-2s. This year yet already? Are they there?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Matter of fact, they're about to talk to us in just a minute or two.
All right, so this is going to be the same thing as my doing my number on Walmart.
Right.
I told that story to the crowd. And I talked to the broadcasters last weekend about, for those of you, I'm sure most of you don't remember this story because it goes back, 8 years, 7, 8, 9 years maybe? I was on the air ranting and raving, I know you find that hard to believe, about Walmart and how they're ruining rural America, all the drugstores are out of business, the little mom-and-pop hardware stores, clothing stores, everybody gets put out of business when Walmart comes to town. Well, the woman who was in charge of advertising down in Bentonville heard me ranting and raving, and she called up the advertising because they'd placed, it was a lot of money for me. It was a substantial advertising connection. And she wanted me to apologize for saying what I did about Walmart. And I said, I'm not going to apologize. That's how I really feel. Wow, how do you bite the hand that feeds you? Hey, listen, you can buy time to tell your story on my program, to counter what I say or whatever it is that you want to say. And so they canceled, and about 2 weeks later, Sam's Club ended up being on.
Right.
But the reason I ask that is because I have a story about TurboTax that won't make them very happy, but I think it's a story that we ought to tell, because starting today, those of you who use TurboTax will get a $25 refund if you were forced to buy their most expensive version this past year. You bought perhaps less costly deluxe version last year. So there's a link on their website, I believe, today, Kenny, turbotax.intuit.com/25back, where you can claim your refund. Again, let me explain. The refund comes to any TurboTax customer who was forced to buy the most expensive version of their software for this year after buying a less costly version last year. The uproar among TurboTax users after Intuit announced a major change that basically was just a price hike. It's really so. Starting this year, anybody who sold even a single share of stock was forced to buy TurboTax Premier, which is the most expensive consumer version of the desktop software. TurboTax users taken to the web to protest the change. Some scathing reviews at Amazon. Oof. Some even are switching to H&R Block's software. the we have Eastern on block on two reasons.
No, you can go ahead and bash him. All you want.
Well, does it come across as me
doing TurboTax a favor because it's they are offering this. It's not like they're hiding something.
No,
right. They are offering.
We messed up.
They need to get the word out.
We made
this
a change to TurboTax desktop software, and we didn't do enough to communicate this change.
Sure.
As proactively and broadly as we could have.
So you're helping them.
I hope I am. They're sorry for the anger, the frustration that may have caused customers to be upset. This was in USA Today yesterday. $25 refund offered to customers who bought TurboTax Deluxe desktop software, filed their return last year, have to upgrade to TurboTax Premier this year to file the 2014 return. Huh. Okay, I hope I'm helping.
We had TurboTax in almost every break today.
All right, let's do one right now, Richie.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79. Plus, pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Like before, taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
This looks like this would be okay.
The honor of doing the television report goes to me, because Jen isn't here. So you'll be interested in knowing that Pharrell Williams is going to join The Simpsons, making a cameo appearance on February 8th as himself, offering to write the town a jingle. After the characters find out the original musician they hired had sold them a recycled song. Good God. How can you have that? Hoo-wee. All right, so Paula Abdul is back at Fox after a three-year break from her last regular TV gig. She's going to join So You Think You Can Dance for the season coming up. She was on American Idol, right? And she was also on The X Factor, wasn't she, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah, both of those. So, is she on Julianne Hough? Didn't we talk about that, or was that a different show? Earlier this week, we were talking about Julianne Hough going to one of these shows.
I think that was something different.
It was. All right. That's good to know. I want to make sure I'm on top of everything. People who use online platforms like Netflix and YouTube to stream content watching more TV than our average live TV viewers, according to a survey for the Consumer Electronics Association. I think that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It's because there's more on.
More choices and more watching. That's what they want, 51 after the hour.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Trying to improve everything in your life, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with travel in our focus here in a matter of moments, so stay tuned for that. What is the latest way for you to get cheap airfares, and where are the places to go? We've been talking a lot about the beaches resorts down in Ocho Rios and Negril in Jamaica, and also the Turks and Caicos. A lot of people going there. A lot of people are traveling because it's so inexpensive to go to Europe now in comparison to what it is in the high season. They want to consider that too. Stand by for info on travel here on Good Day.
Americans are just learning about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive trade deal that's been negotiated in secret. The White House and some elected leaders in Washington, D.C. want to push the deal through Congress under a process called Fast Track. That means Congress would have to approve the trade deal before actually reading it. Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network, a Catholic social justice organization, and leader of Nuns on the Bus, says TPP is too important to rush through Congress.
Catholic sisters in Mexico and Central America know too well the disruption of families that has been caused by bad trade deals. To avoid the future tragedy of more children being forced to flee violence because their communities were disrupted, Congress must have a full discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Too often, negotiators get so fixed on business interests that they don't think about the impact on the rest of society. The faithful way forward is a full discussion that lets the voice of all people be heard.
Sister Simone noted that if Congress gives TPP a seal of approval without even looking at the deal, we're certain to see more dislocation and tragedy. For more information, visit StopTheTPP.org. I'm Steve Anort reporting.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you don't want to get yensed, as they say, Tom Parsons is the man who knows how to save money when it comes to traveling. He runs bestfares.com, and you have been blogging about changes that are in the air for frequent flyers. What is changing? I think I belong to most of the most people that travel a lot have all of the discount, but it's a way for you to add a mileage and use those for upgrades, yada, yada, yada. So how are they going to take advantage of the fact that there are only three big carriers now and they stick it to you a little bit more?
Oh, well, I think Delta made the big, Southwest did the big move a few years ago when they went to, they're going to take care of those who give them the most money,
yeah,
and also buy the more expensive tickets. And that's what Delta just did January 1st. United says they're going to do it March 1. So when you were flying coast to coast before, like Boston to L.A. or New York to San Francisco, you were getting about 5,000 air miles. But if you get a $300 airplane ticket, they'll give you 5 points per dollar spent. So you may get 1,500 points instead of 5,000.
Well, I mean, that's an encouragement. You think American will go down the same street?
Well, they have talked. They're merging their programs right now.
American and US Air. Yeah.
Right, so they didn't want to get a double whammy. So I would say if Delta gets away with it, United does it, then probably sometime towards the end or early next 2016, we'll probably see American do it.
Ah, well, great. User-friendly service from
the higher-paying guys, so like a person buying maybe a $6,000 business class ticket from Dallas to Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. If he's one of the elite people, he gets 11 points. So the more points you got, the more elite status. You can actually earn 75,000 points or miles in one single trip.
Yeah.
So they're going to take care of the guys and give them the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
that makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, okay. But what they'll do is drive the people that would stay with them who wouldn't want to spend that kind of money because they don't have it and they don't care about that, perhaps. I'll just go to Virgin.
Well, it really comes down to it somewhere down the road. You're not going to, unless you really are a super frequent flyer and you only travel once or twice or three times a year, these points aren't going to mean that much. You'll probably earn more points using your credit cards than whatever you earn flying, no matter how many trips you take. So,
yep. That's why people say, why do people use the American Express card? They use it because of that, you know, pay it off every month, but you get all these miles to be used. Travelers like to have that consideration. All right, what's the best deal to Europe? Give me 30 seconds. I'm going overseas.
Well, you know what? If you want to go to Europe this year, go out of Canada if you're nearby, because it's half what we have to pay this year, even summer, as much as $1,000 per ticket.
Out of Canada to Europe.
Yeah, so if you live in Buffalo, go out of Toronto. If you live in Detroit, go out of Windsor. The airfares are $1,000 in the summer, cheaper than going out of Detroit.
There's a good tip for you from Best Fares editor and public.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.